What's going on, listeners? This is J.E. representing the High and Low Lives. And I'd like to start off by saying happy Thanksgiving to you guys out there. On this episode, we give thanks to, you know, the people that we care about, that we love, our listeners. Also, I'd like to say that we're now streaming on all different platforms right now, as far as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you might listen to podcasts. So check us out. First episode is titled "You About to Lose Your Job," and it's about the election. It's our election episode. Hope you guys check it out and like it. Comment, you know, rate it. Let us know how you're feeling about the content that we're putting out there. This episode that you guys are about to check out was previously recorded back on November 15th, and talk about topics from dieting, home workout equipment, as well as all the current events with our personalized spin on it. This is The High Life.
What's good, PDX? What's good, Internet? This is The High Life Show. We are The High and Low Lives. Today is November the 15th, 2020. Sunday, the Lord's Day. And let's get into it, fellas. What the fuck is going on with you maniacs, man? Bass, what's good with you?
Nothing really. Portland is about to go on lockdown Wednesday. Yeah, so everybody was kind of like trying to do a little outdoor dining this weekend because they know they're not going to be able to do it in the next 2 weeks. And your favorite restaurant might not be there in 2 weeks, so...
Get your last kicks in before this shit happens again.
Also drive those numbers up.
We're being safe.
One last time.
Boosted the fucking thunder rates up one last time for the one time. You understand?
One more time.
Let's get that positivity rate up. You know what it is.
What do you know? What, like, how bad is it though? Like, is the governor overreacting? Or is it necessary?
I don't know about the numbers. I thought the numbers were going up universally. So I think she was just waiting for Biden to get reelected, and it was like, okay, lockdown.
It's skyrocketing here in Georgia, man. It's out the fucking roof. Like, I think we're probably one of the epicenter cities or states rather. Like, yeah, the cases are really bad here, man. Really fucking bad. But yeah, man. Portland's probably shutting back down, which is smart. I know New York is shutting down.
Yeah, right, I heard that.
Jay and Boozer. Like, I think Cuomo like put like a curfew on like restaurants and gyms for like 10 p.m.
Yeah, they can't serve people in the restaurants after 10. They could still do delivery or takeout. I think gyms and all that stuff closed. Lower capacity for the number of people that are allowed inside. Schools are still open for now. Fucking Mayor de Blasio said on Friday that parents should be prepared for schools to be closed like as early as Monday. But then nothing's happened since, so it's kind of like he kind of put fear into people.
Forgot about it.
Get ready.
It's weird. It's just not a good way. Like, he's not done a good job of this whole thing as a leader.
Is he eligible for another term, or this is it?
He probably is eligible, but he is not winning re-election.
So who's going to win? Who's going to be the next mayor of New York?
Oh, fuck no. It's not going to be de Blasio, though.
Interesting. Everything else okay, though, Boozer?
Oh, cheers. Oh, shit, y'all can't see.
Oh, he's on the plane.
Yeah, he's on the plane.
He got the word. Day one or day two?
Day two.
That green cup.
How you feel?
Listeners,
maybe spinach.
For the folks who are listening, Boozer is on a 10-day cleanse or 8-day cleanse?
10.
10-day juice cleanse, guys. Maybe we can post like the recipe or something online or something like that to show the folks that are out there trying to lose weight. No, can't do that. Okay.
No, it's too much. It's too involved. It's not like no. It's a different recipe every day.
Well. It's an excellent way to lose weight. It's an excellent way to kickstart a diet and what have you. Have you jumped any rope yet, Mr. Boozer?
I have not.
He's not going to jump rope.
No, I will. It's literally like 5 feet away from me.
He's not going to jump any rope.
Pigs.
It was raining, and I determined I can't do it inside. I have to be outside. And yesterday It didn't rain, but I didn't have any opportunity.
You'd rather be outside.
Yeah, kids.
But yeah, the juice cleanse, so far it's way better than the first time I did it. I started after lunchtime yesterday. And I guess I loaded up on some carbs right before I started, so I actually didn't feel hungry. Rock. Yeah, I didn't feel hungry like throughout the night. It was weird. So actually this one that I'm having right now is the same one from yesterday that I didn't go through as much. And the reason I was late for the taping is because I was making today's batches of smoothie.
So what are you using, like a blender or like a
juicer? Yeah, I got a NutriBullet.
That's what's up. I got the bullet too.
It sucks because it's too small to make. Like I got to split up the portions.
Yeah, doing it in segments.
I'm doing it for two people. So.
So you got to do two cups, two at one and then two.
Yeah.
Double everything.
I have half everything and then do it twice. So I'm doing four loads. And it's kind of intense. Like there's a lot of ingredients that goes into each one. It's like fucking the whole counter is laid out with all the stuff. And I'm like, my daughter's trying to help me. And I'm like, no, daddy's really stressed right now. I don't need help. Get away.
She's gonna put some crazy stuff
daddy
in there for
you. Daddy wants a motherfucking burger.
No, I'm good. Like I'm not feeling anything. Hopefully it continues, but I remember the last time it wasn't like this, and the wife is not doing well. She's feeling the way I felt the last time already. Mm. I'm just taking the detox tea.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's what it is, too.
You got that flat tummy tea?
With the waist trainer.
Flat tummy tea.
If I never get around to the jump rope, you know.
Yeah, just walk around with the waist trainer. Corners.
Boozer's gonna have an IG selling that
waist
trainer tea and shit. But waist trainers are flat tummy tea.
I mean, right now the Walmart store brand detox tea is way better than I expected. Shout out to them.
Well, keep at it, brother. Keep at it, man. Especially during the holiday season, you're gonna have to portion control your ass. You know, come Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good or a bad idea that this is ending 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Because I want to reward yourself.
Yeah, but I won't be able to, like physically, but it just won't stay down.
Test the willpower, yeah. Be strong.
Yeah, the wife was already saying, like, her dad's ordering, you know, expecting that me and her and him are going to be the ones, like, thrown down. Everybody else like has been vegetarian. A couple people have been vegetarian for like a year. And her mom just has a small appetite, so it's like the three of us are the ones who usually eat everything. And she's like, if he's gonna have all this food left over, because we won't be eating.
There you go.
For what? We're not gonna eat it then either.
Cash with the drip. What's going on, man? Drip. Two chains.
I can't tell if the headphones make it look like three.
No. I figure three chains would make me look, you know, pretentious, and I don't want to be pretentious.
So get four.
Get four? And I'm not. I already got yelled at for this. I can't. Why you buy that? How much does that cost? Excuse me.
Hey, I'm feeling attacked.
Exactly. No, this week was pretty chill. I mean, we had a Veterans Day off. I had Veterans Day off, so that was cool.
As did I.
Got the car inspected. Been drinking. Getting back to my roots, you know, on a two-a-day.
Back in training.
Two-a-day.
Holiday season.
Yeah, you got to get a two-a-day, you know. Once for lunch and once for dinner. Don't overdo it, you know.
You gotta get in shape. You gotta get in fighting shape. You know what I'm saying? Start the drinks now. Start the boozing now. Because Thanksgiving is coming, then Christmas, then New Year's, and then we have like an alleged bachelor death coming soon too. So you gotta be ready.
We'll do a Viking funeral for that. Yeah.
Set me on fire and push me into the water.
Okay.
You rise like a phoenix. Rise from the ashes like a phoenix. Yeah. Jay, what's going on, bro?
Not much, man. Having pizza for breakfast, you know, living the life.
Yeah. Tremendous. Turning back the clock, I feel you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the week has been okay. Just more school stuff. Just been very busy. No sleep. But, you know, the reward is in sight. So things will be just fine.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
That's right.
No doubt, man. No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, if you guys can hear, if the listeners can hear, I sound a lot worse than I normally do. I had an interesting yesterday, an interesting Saturday. A good friend of mine, his lady, had through a Friendsgiving event. So, you know, it was socially distanced and all that stuff. So don't worry about me coughing COVID all over the screen and all that and getting other people sick and shit. But, yeah, man, I turned back the clock myself, dude. I had copious amounts of tequila shots, fucking bullet whiskey and ginger ale. The food was actually good because we kind of did, they did like a potluck. So, but it turned out to really be really good. It's a great event, great time. Had a little hookah. Oh, I tried chewing tobacco for the first time yesterday.
Bro.
Don't do that again.
Urgent general warning right now.
No, it felt very weird. Like I won't do it again.
Thank you.
But no, it was like this guy. He was in the army or whatever, and you know, he's from like the outskirts of Georgia. I think he was from like Canton, Georgia. And he was like, "Hey, bro, you want to try some?" I was like, "You know what? My grandma used to do that. Let me give it a shot." You put it in there. It's actually surprisingly very minty. It's like it has like a very minty taste, and it, you know, numbs up your jaw. I guess that's what cokeheads feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you know how to get that coke jaw like this.
Yeah.
I was like, that must be what that felt like. But nah, man. Yesterday was pretty cool. Had a good week. I bought a bike. I'll be on the trails in Georgia. Finally.
What prompted that?
Walmart special.
What's that?
The Walmart special. Dick. A Walmart special.
I damn near wanted to go to Walmart, but my girl, she had me go to Dick's, and I got like a decent one. I got like a Nikishi. I forget the name of it. Is that, did I pronounce that right, J.E.?
That's right.
Give
me a
thumbs up. Cool. So yeah, I got that for about $400, and I haven't broken it in yet. But shit is expensive, dude. Like the fucking bike ran me $400, but then the helmet is like $40. Then you got to get a fucking pouch because shit can fall out your bag, you fall out your pockets or whatever. So you got to get one of those to put around the fucking seat and a water holder. Shit came up to like $580. Fucking, it's expensive to be a goddamn biker, man. Jesus Christ. I feel like I need to get another job.
Sunlight. You good, man?
You're good. Your health is precious.
Yes. Absolutely. Exactly. Absolutely.
So wait, are you going to start?
Health as well.
Are you going to start like right in now, or is this now for next year once the weather gets warmer?
Nah, it's still pretty moderately warm here in Georgia, so I'll probably, not today, but maybe sometime next weekend or so.
Okay.
I have like a fucking Honda Civic Coupe, so I can't put that shit on my in my car, so I left it at her house.
You're a wreck.
But I gotta buy a rack. And that shit is like $200, you know?
Yep.
That shit is like a fucking, never ends as a fucking bill, dog. I went on a trail yesterday as well, so you know, getting out there, getting active and having a good time. But yeah, man, sounds like everybody's doing all right. Shall we get into the rundown of the show?
Let's do it.
All right, what's going on in anybody following the NFL? Boozer, you're still boycotting the NFL.
And for the listeners, can you please tell the listeners why you are boycotting the NFL? And it has nothing to do with the fact that the Jets are terrible.
No, we've done this before.
No, you have to reiterate. You have to reiterate.
I don't know why you're boycotting.
Yeah. Bass doesn't know. Who?
He doesn't listen. That's why he doesn't know.
Ooh,
good edit you out.
Spicy today.
Sounds like he's deflecting. Sounds like he's deflecting. Let's hear why.
It'll make you sound like a pigeon.
Make you sound like a dolphin.
No, it's all right. It's been, I don't even know how many years now that I haven't watched the NFL. But it started really with the Ray Rice thing, and then like that whole string of domestic violence issues where they just kept, you know, letting these guys off easy. I guess Ray Rice is not the best example because I don't think he really ever played much since that.
Right.
But what was the Dallas guy? The one from Dallas?
All of them? Randy Gregory, Alden Smith, pick one.
Well, Alden Smith was on the Cowboys when that happened?
Or he just got resigned.
No. He just got the one with the light colored eyes who was I think Gregory. No, Randy Hardy. Gregory? No, Hardy.
Greg Hardy.
Yeah. Yes. He was really like one of the first ones. And the concussion stuff, them always, you know, trying to put it on the back burner and deny. Basically it's just a fucked up enterprise that they run. And I decided not to support it. The Kaepernick stuff, when that happened, was kind of like the nail in the coffin. But yeah, it was a somewhat of a slow buildup, but then it just like was a crescendo, and I was just like, nah, no more. And it's legit been
done
5 years now.
Fuck the NFL, you're
go Giants, Danny Dimes.
Saquon Barkley. He hurt, yep. But you know.
You better Saquon. Well, I think they call him like the quad father or something like that, right?
Yes.
So how the Patriots doing?
I know Patriots like, suck. So basically Cam Newton is on a team with a bunch of toddlers.
Okay, so that I will cheer for. I'll always root for the Patriots losing.
There you go.
And I saw something about Tom Brady, like the Bucks suffered a bad loss to New Orleans.
Yeah, the Saints tore him up. The Saints was like a grown man beating up a kid, man, in a stroller. It's terrible. Just dragged him up and down the field.
Well, how's Brady doing?
He's not used to losing.
He was doing well before that, and then the Saints told him, that's not how it's going down, playboy.
Oh, so there's like they're in the playoffs right now or playoff?
They have a good, I think they're 6-3, the Bucks are. They're not losing.
Oh, they have a good record.
Yeah. Okay. It's just that the Saints were like, not today. And definitively said so.
Are the Saints good? Or yeah, that was their one game where they showed out?
No, the Saints have a pretty good record as well.
No, they're good.
No doubt.
6-2. Saints are 6-2.
What are the Bucks? 5-3? 6-3, yeah.
Yeah, so they're both pretty good teams, so.
Go Lamar, go Deshaun Watson, go Kyler Murray, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
And Newton.
Don't forget Russell.
Don't forget Russell.
I forgot. My bad. Every day he tweets something very aggressively Christian. Let me see what today's is. You guys think I'm joking?
Impose your lifestyle on me, you goddamn heathen.
Speaking of,
all for your glory in all caps. I'm not bullshitting. He said all for your glory. All
right. Yep. All right.
You guys heard about the celebrity pastor who got fired from Hillsong?
Oh, Carl Lentz. Mystery topic.
Go for it.
I mean, you brought up Christianity, so.
Yeah, it's a good tangent. Let's go for it. Speak on it.
So apparently Carl Lentz, who is Justin Bieber's pastor, amongst many other celebrities, possibly Russell Wilson as well. He was so he's a pastor of the New York City Hillsong Church. Mm-hmm. And Hillsong is the mega church. What's a good word for them? Cash.
I guess they are the preeminent choice of non-denominational church for the youth.
Right, but they're in many places. So he's
the pastor of the church. Yeah, they're like the McDonald's of churches for cool.
Yeah. They franchise.
Franchise church.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Hillsong is basically a non-denominational church franchise that started in Australia from the group. It was a music group. Then they just started churches.
Quick question. What does non-denominational even mean in the context of churches? Or the context, I mean, you know.
Like, they're not Baptist or Pentecostal.
Anything.
Anything.
But I think what it means in, like, the Christian world is, like, you'll see different nationalities, ethnicities, and races all together, which you don't normally see in, like, a lot of churches. To me, it seems like it's split up by race in America.
Got you. What's up, Cash?
Oh, no, I was saying what Bass was saying. Man. I think it's basically know, I think they believe in God, but they don't like what anyone else is doing. They just do it their way. Mm-hmm. So not the Pentecostal way, not the Baptist way, not the Methodist way, not the Catholic way. You just go about
your business. It's an amalgamation of just everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Whatever they choose, whatever they choose.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I do think they have some structure. Like, that to me makes it sound like there's no structure, but they just don't follow the traditional structures of the other denominations. But, and yeah, they accept, you know, come as you are, like, the, you don't have to dress up, you're not in your Sunday best.
Yeah, that's how I grew up, non-denomination.
Oh, really?
And Baptist. And Baptist. I went to both.
Yeah. So, like, so yeah, Carl Lentz, if you look at him, like, he's tatted up the wazoo.
He looks like you, Portland.
Cool.
Apparently, he has, like, a sneaker addiction. I don't know about addiction, but he's into sneakers. He's got quite the collection. But the reason he got fired, so going back on track.
Oh yeah,
is because he cheated on his wife.
Allegedly.
Against the principles of the church.
Yeah, I would say of any Christian church. Yeah. Which apparently she's somehow like an employee of Hillsong as well. Like, I don't know if she, you know, she has an actual role in
the mistress or his wife.
His wife. And but she might have gotten fired too. So weird. But yeah, he got fired. He accepted it. He admitted to it. And I don't know what he's gonna do right now. Oh, there you go. That's a perfect picture of him. Yeah, he's also ripped. But looks very fake, honestly. Like, assume he's a man of God, but he still looks like he plays some sort of a role. But yeah, it just started coming up in my newsfeed, and I was like, I never heard of this guy, but I've heard of Hillsong, so let me look into it. And yeah, sure enough, he got caught. And now he's,
yeah, no,
I'm going to stay quiet. His wife, actually, he didn't need to step out, I'll say, based on
his. His wife is a looker?
Yes. But, yeah, there's, like, speculation as to what he's going to do. And people are saying, like, oh, he'll start, like, a YouTube channel and gain even more celebrity status on his own.
Probably.
Because he's like a rock star in the business, you know, or in the community. Obviously, I mean, he literally is the pastor of rock stars.
Yeah, moving right along in the sports topics. NBA draft is coming up soon, huh?
Yeah, we got a bet coming up.
We have a bet. We have a nice
projected number three.
Is it the 18th or the 20th that the draft is on?
18th.
18th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to find out next episode.
Next episode, we're going to find out.
I want my money.
Pay the man. So for the listeners, and I think we said this before, but our bet is, you know, if LaMelo, the bet is on whether what round LaMelo will be drafted in. So some of us are, you know, going off of round one. And I think others are thinking he'll get drafted in like a later round or something like that. Right, Cash?
Right. Oh, and I also want to give a random genetic shout out. LaMelo Ball just dropped his own brand called La France. So you could check it out at onelafrance.com. He's selling $120 hoodies and things of that nature.
And $70 t-shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to that. And it's called La France. La France, as in the France. I don't know what that has anything to do with his name. I don't know if Melo means France. I don't know. So
is he directly competing against Big Baller Brand? I don't think
is that still around?
Yeah, you can buy. I think, I don't know. I shouldn't say yeah. Nobody knows.
LeVar has been uncharacteristically quiet as of late.
Yeah,
probably because the owners of the NBA told him if he doesn't shut his fucking mouth, his sons are never going to play again in the NBA. And his. The best one is not going to be drafted. And he was like, okay.
He said, okay.
So do we think who's better, Lonzo or LaMelo?
As of now?
Yeah.
I think.
Talk potential?
Yeah. Potentially it's LaMelo. Currently it's Lonzo.
Lonzo got better, man. Lonzo got better with the Pelicans. He could shoot. He could, he hits his free throws.
I haven't watched him
now, and he could still pass. Like, his passing ability is still really up there. It's like close to elite, if not elite level passing.
Yeah.
Is he a star?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going there. I said he improved. Remember where he started from, though?
Yes.
don't give him that. Look what team he was on.
He was overhyped.
Look what team he went to, though.
He was on the Lakers.
A coach that's not good with rookies. Look, every rookie that came off the Lakers during his time period is doing well now. I wonder why.
Who was the coach? Who was the coach when he was there?
Who was the coach? I just know they weren't doing well.
Also, Kyle Kuzma is still there, and he's not good. And he's got a new coach.
Yeah, who was the coach?
He's still there.
I'm saying he's still there, and the coach isn't the same. The coach changed.
To y'all's point, I guess it goes to show that if you get a good trade to a team, you can develop pretty well.
Yeah,
and I think there's a lot of
the current coach, but he wasn't the coach when Lonzo was there.
And they were all trash. All those players that were there that had really good potential were not doing well. And then they all left, and now they're all doing way better.
Who else? Got to get shifted to the right team.
I forget.
Besides Lonzo, who else? Because the other guy now.
Ingram
was doing great with the Lakers.
Was Josh Hart on that team at the time or no?
Who's the guy that went to the Warriors? Who's the guy that went to the Warriors and then got traded somewhere else?
D'Angelo Russell?
Yep.
Was he on the team at the
time? He wasn't there then.
He was there earlier, wasn't he?
Luke Vogel?
Fuck D'Angelo Russell. He's a fucking snitch. I don't fuck with snitches. Fuck him. But anyway, I'm sorry. But continue, guys. I don't like people who just say things for no fucking reason. Like, what did that serve you to tell him that, man? Yes, it was wrong what he was doing, but why do you need to snitch for? Mind your fucking business. But
well, anyway, that's Swaggy P.
So it was Luke Walton. That's who was on the team?
Oh, that Luke,
yeah.
Ah, that's Bill. Yeah, Bill Walton's son.
Well, Luke was a rookie his damn self. That's why he knew what the fuck he was doing.
Right.
That's why they got rid of him.
There's a lot of potential trades going on in the NBA too right now. I know they're saying Russell Westbrook. I think they presented him with a couple of packages. I think I saw one for him potentially going to the Knicks. A couple other places as well. They're even trying to get rid of Harden too. Russell.
Let's talk about the Westbrook one.
Go ahead.
Westbrook to the Knicks.
Potentially the Knicks.
Gross.
I think I saw something. I forget where else he was supposed to, like, where he could potentially go.
He can only go to the Knicks. He's not going anywhere else. If he's not staying.
Yeah, that'll actually be an ideal fit for him.
That's the end of your career team. Don't go to the Knicks, bro.
Dude, he's 32 with knee problems, and he's a jumper. He's getting there. He's not there yet, but he's getting there.
Still doing really well. I don't think he should go to the Knicks.
If he wants to, so the reason why he's leaving, right?
He's a fashionista, though. He's a fashionista. That's like the best place for him to go.
Word. And he wants to be top dog. There's no, he's not going to a contender with the attitude that he has. So he has to go to a bottom feeding team that's got money and needs a star to draw people to get tickets and to take some of the limelight away from the better team in New York. So it's the Knicks.
Nets in five, bitches. Right, Cash?
Oh no, it's a conspiracy thing just popped into my head. What if they're trying to recreate the old Thunder team with one of the Knicks or with the Nets?
They're not.
You think so? JE thinks so. What if they're trying to get?
I think so.
I think they're trying to recreate the big three again. They're all MVPs now.
Mm-hmm.
I think Kevin has the ring. Harden will probably listen to Russell, but I don't know if Harden wants to. I don't know if they're trading Westbrook because Harden doesn't like because they're not working in the Rockets in Houston right now.
Apparently Westbrook went to management and said, I want out. I don't want to play with James anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he left because the coach left.
It was I think it was the coach. That's what I heard. It was
wants the ball in his hands, and he's not willing to share it with James Harden. But it's like, why did you go? It was like, why did you go there? That's what you signed up for. You knew that was going to happen. Like, you had to change your style.
Because he's crazy.
Right. So he needs to be the star. He wants to be the star and have the ball in his hand all the time when he's on
the
Clippers.
So he did. He can't go to the Nets.
He can't go to the Nets. No, he's not going to the Nets.
Because Kyrie ain't going to have that. Kyrie or Kevin Durant's going to have that.
Well, Durant don't want him either. That's why he left OKC in the first place. He was like, I can't win a championship with this guy.
What if Russell comes off the bench? What if you have Russell backing up Kyrie?
Yeah, he won't do it.
You bugging right now.
You thought Melo was bad about coming off the bench. Russell Westbrook is a whole nother level. It's like Super Saiyan level of like, fuck it, I'm not doing that.
Well, Melo style from, I'm not a huge NBA technician, but Melo style was not the preferred anymore. So it made sense that he comes off the bench, no?
Not in his mind.
No.
To everyone else, it did.
Go ahead, Bass.
Yeah, so let's talk about that Harding to the Nets trade.
Bullshit.
What about it? Let's do it. Nets in two.
I'm gonna mute you.
Nets in two. Cut that man's mic.
Kyrie, Durant, and Harden.
Can we get that slaughter horn sound effect?
Oh, sure. 1 second. Yes, we can. Sorry, guys.
I mean, they will be giving away key pieces, which I'm not too happy about, like Dinwiddie. That's it, too. So, I mean, they would be giving away. The rumor is that they would be giving away Dinwiddie, Jared, and what's the small forward's name?
Caris LeVert,
yeah. So, I mean, those are key role players. So, I mean.
I love that. That's my favorite one. You got a hold of that one.
So, they might have to go on a free agency.
Part of your face, but for anyone listening, that sound effect, if you're an anime fan, you definitely know what that was. Noni, that means what? And somebody's about to get their ass whooped.
I think you forgot to mention Torian Prince would be part of that deal too. So it's four players for Harden.
No, yeah. Fuck you, Harden. Stay where you are, please. You're a born loser. Yeah,
fuck the
please baseball. Come.
They could dig in a free agency and get some good players and replace all them. But like, yeah, it's gonna be. They're gonna have a lot of offense, so we need defense now.
You really think Harden and Kyrie are gonna get along? They'll fight. They'll fight during the game.
I think the egos are so big. It's like, I don't think they'll.
No, Harden.
Why do you want three players that can score 30 on one team? That's not good teamwork.
That was the Warriors in 2016. Nope.
Yeah. Well,
ooh, or 2017, whatever, whenever they
were. Yeah, and they broke up because Draymond called him a bitch. You see what happens?
Right, that was the guy who can't score 30.
Right, so someone else that can't score 30 is going to get mad.
You're not going to play with these two unless you already had a conversation with them. So they're not letting
anyone. What do you
think, Jay? I don't know.
So, I had a question for Bass. So, all right, so Harden goes to the Nets, right? So give me the starting five for that team with Harden on the Nets.
You mean besides Kyrie's playing the one. I want to put Durant still as small forward. I'm not small forward, power forward. The beard. I'm gonna put him as a shooting guard. Do you want new free agents or
no? They have
a just from their
I
team.
Can complete the roster. I'll complete it. So at the five, they're gonna have DeAndre Jordan, who's there because Durant and Kyrie won him there. And they're going to probably have to put Jamal Crawford in the starting lineup. No. Fuck, Joe Harris is still there.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. But
they have to re-sign him, but presumably that's their number one thing, I guess, after signing Harden, is to re-sign Joe Harris. So that's their small forward. So you got, I agree, Durant's at the four, DeAndre's at the five, Kyrie's one. I guess Harden has to be two, and then you push Harris to the three.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to have to be a one and done, though. I feel like if they don't do it this year, if they sign all those people, like if they have that roster that deep and they can't win a title, then that team is going to bust. Mm. Personal opinion.
I'd let it develop.
Yeah, I'll give them 3 years.
Play defense.
Yeah, good luck with that. Those egos, I don't know.
I think AD should opt out and go to the Nets.
We don't want him.
I don't want him. Yeah.
But going into another sport, one last sport before we switch topics here. MLB had a milestone event. The Miami Marlins hired Kim Ng, and that's going to make her the first female general manager ever in the MLB. So shout out to her. Shout out to the MLB for being, you know, being diverse.
Progressive. Specifically the Miami Marlins. They're the ones who made her GM.
She was an assistant before. She was.
Let's have Cash weigh in on this because I read the article.
Yeah.
Boozer, this was your topic. I was just gonna follow your lead.
All you, bro.
Wait, she was an assistant for the Yankees and
she's been in the MLB for like 30 years and
she has a winning record.
Yeah, I thought it was cool that I guess Jeter is part of the minority ownership group of the Marlins, and then he looked out
for
her.
You say that like you're not sure.
What? I don't know what his role is.
You don't know what your captain's been doing.
No, he left New York and has been doing wild things into that team, and he got signed to the Miami Marlins. He shipped out Giancarlo Stanton. He got rid of everybody, and then just collecting the paycheck tax free because Florida's like that. And now all of a sudden he's trying to build a good team. So shout out to the captain. Always the captain. Never forget. Respect to. But yeah. So I think it's cool. I just wanted to give some credit to the Yankees because we had some credit to do to us. So Yankees, 27 World Championships. Fuck you, Red Sox. Oh, shout out to Mookie. You won the World Series. Mookie. I forget your last name, but Betts. Yeah, Mookie Betts. Shout out to you.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. There's a lot of milestones being broken all around the world.
Fuck you, Justin Turner. Thank you.
And fuck you, Justin Turner. But I think in the triathlon world, there was a big event. Chris Nitschik, he is a 21-year-old young man, had Down syndrome, but he completed an Ironman triathlon. Was it yesterday or when was that, Bass?
I don't know the day, but it was pretty recent though. But just looking at what he did though, 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, 26.2 mile run. That's crazy.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out to you. 2.4 mile swimming. You know how hard that is?
Completed it in 16 hours and 46 minutes.
That's amazing.
Beast mode.
I'm looking at a picture of him. He's like riding his bike, and his knee is all bloodied up.
Oh yeah, you know why? They said he fell off his bike, got attacked by ants, and just kept going.
What?
That's a G.
Shout out to you, man. Yeah. I love hearing shit like that. That's awesome.
Keep it going. Keep going, young man. Keep going. That's what's up. I think, we all know what's going on right now with our election results and what have you. There's a lot of fallout from that. Trump is still denying the results and whatever have you. And I think here in Georgia, the Secretary of State is, pushing to have the votes recounted, even though Biden handily won the election, handily won the Georgia election. He turned Georgia blue, but the Secretary of State is pushing to have the votes recounted, and I think they're actually going to do that. They're going to do it by hand, which is fucking crazy. But two of our senators here is actually calling for them to resign, and they're both Republican senators at that, which I think is awesome because I may not agree with their politics, but they do want to uphold the Constitution. So just respecting the fact that the man lost. You lost. Get the fuck out. And hopefully you don't ever try again, But the senators are David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. They are pushing for the Secretary of State. His name is Brad Raffensperger to resign, which I definitely support. Boozer, do you have more on that? Because I know you're our resident political analyst and whatnot.
Chief
political analyst. I was just talking about how Perdue and Loeffler, even though I do want them to lose in the runoff in January, They are pushing to have our Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, to resign because he's trying to get the... I think he already pushed it through to have, like, the votes recounted.
I mean, it's just crazy that they're asking for his resignation when he's not doing anything even remotely illegal or wrong. He's just doing what, you know, needs to be done. You're saying the general election results are being recounted, or
here in Georgia, like, I think they're going to recount the they're going to recount, like, the general election results, even though Biden won handily.
What was it, 14,000? Mm-hmm. I think it's close enough, right? Because, and some of the states have a specific percentage where it's, if it's like under 1% or within 1%, it's an automatic recount.
Fuck that though, man. Fuck that. Like,
but
it took them that long to count it. You want them? Do you want them to count it again?
They better pay them.
Take 5 fucking years.
No, it's going to be expensive. It might not take that long, but it's going to cost millions of dollars, and it's the taxpayers who pay for it. So
use my money for something else, like legalizing weed. Cash, you have any thoughts
on this? Yeah, so he conceded, I guess, sort of this morning, that he said Biden won, but only due to the fact that the election was rigged and the company was run by the radical left. So he's still stirring shit up.
Oh, I can't stand that motherfucker.
Yeah, let him go.
Yeah.
Kick around.
But shout out to Georgia. Shout out to Stacey Abrams. Rest in peace, Wet Willies. The whole state of Georgia, you know what I mean? So
I drove by there yesterday, man. It's fucking sad.
Like, yo, people, fuck. Yo, 2020 needs to stop, man. 2020 needs to stop.
For real, for real. But yeah, man. So, you know, I guess we're going into a recount. I don't see why. You know, even if it's by one vote and it took you that long to vet the shit, like, why do you have to recount it again? Right. To me, that makes it seem like you're going to do something illegal, you know, if you recount it or whatever. But
yeah,
whatever. I don't give a fuck. Hopefully what they need to do is build like this fucking governor needs to build some sort of infrastructure to stop the spread down here, man. Because, I mean, I think everywhere, like, the coronavirus cases are going up. But particularly down here is ridiculous. You know, Atlanta's been open since May. But, you know, being in the weather is getting a little cooler now. The cases are going up. And I think we were talking about that earlier, right? Like, you know, all around the world. Like, here in the States, at least, I don't know how the rest of the world is doing. But like,
yeah, like on the coast, they're shutting down. I know down by me, people want them to put like a mask mandate, but the governor's like, I don't want to do that. And just people aren't listening. I guess, I don't know if it's just because the southern states, it's warmer out. People just have COVID fatigue. They're tired of wearing their masks and stuff. So they're just like, fuck it. So
it's so idiotic, though. Like, you got a problem putting on a fucking mask?
Because
at stake.
This may sound very inappropriate, so feel free to edit out when I just have to say it. These people that don't want to wear masks, it's a minor inconvenience, and they feel like it's oppression because they don't know what oppression is. So anytime you try to tell them something and they don't want to do it, they make a big fuss out of it. So fuck you people. Thank you.
Word. Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all anti-maskers. That's why your leader's about to get out the fucking office.
Yeah.
Like, I saw, like, I mean, you know, I'm glad that he, you know, finally conceded, even despite the fact that he's putting an asterisk on it. And I hope that bastard doesn't really run in 2024 like they're saying. Like, there's been rumors, like, within his camp that he's going to rerun in 2024. But
He'll die.
Wait, how did he concede it?
Cash said that he tweeted this morning. That
he tweeted, you know, that Biden won only due to the fact that it was rigged.
Oh. Yeah.
So that's probably as much as you're going to get.
Yeah, he's not going to give a speech about, right, you know, congratulating him and all that shit.
Yeah, but that's progress. Apparently, yeah. At a he was doing a press conference the other day, and he said he started to say the next administration, but he caught himself, and he was like, we don't know who the next administration is going to be. Time will tell. So... He's getting there. Mentally, he's slowly accepting the results.
He's old.
Yeah, but guess how old he's going to be if he runs again in 2024?
212. How old is he now? 70?
He'll be 78. Guess how old Biden is.
Biden's 78 now, so he'll probably be in his mid-80s by the time.
82.
Yeah. Well, yeah, early 80s. That's crazy. But yeah, man, that fucker, you know, hopefully he goes away and stays away. This corona shit won't go away. I think I saw, like, a lot of concerts are mandating that you have, you know, evidence of negative COVID tests or the fucking vaccine, which I'm not taking. I'm not taking no fucking vaccine.
Fuck y'all.
Gang. Like, I don't crush that shit. But, you know, like, they're trying to bring concerts back. I think some teams in the NBA are allowing folks to come, and some teams are saying no. But apparently, you know, in the future, it looks like you're going to have to prove that you are negative, which I don't disagree with at all. I think that's a good protocol. You know, I don't want to catch that shit. I've had it, and it's not fun. But they're also developing, I think Pfizer's developing a vaccine, right? Right, Jay?
Hey, this is Feed Boogie, host of the High Life Show, Thursdays at 8 a.m., where we talk about the highs and the lows of society and everything in between on Shady Pines Radio.
Welcome back to the High Life Show.
Pfizer is developing a vaccine, right, Jay?
Yeah, so there's a vaccine in the works. There's like 10 different companies out there that are working on a vaccine, but there was some new information on Pfizer's vaccine, like a preliminary report on the clinical trials this week that suggested the vaccine is 90% effective. They have a total of 44,000 people in the study, and the study, I believe, has been running since either May or July. And so far, 94 people have been infected or reported a positive COVID test. And whatever the math they're doing, because there's not too much information out there on the actual calculations or analysis they're doing, but they're saying that of those, the vaccine is 90% effective.
It's good. Shout out to whoever's willing to put that shit in their body, you know?
Well, there's a couple things I want to look at, like, as far as, like, the corona perspective, because I know this is mainstream. This was big, you know, before we started getting into, like, the presidential election and everything else. We were talking about the coronavirus, and this has been, like, omnipresent since, like, March. So, mm-hmm. To put things in perspective, globally, according to, like, John Hopkins, like, COVID map, there's about 54 million cases globally since we started tracking, and a total of about 1.3 million deaths overall since we started tracking the numbers. Right now, almost 11 million cases in the U.S. alone, and we lead all countries in the world. I don't know if that's because we do more testing or spreading more hair, or, you know, the numbers could be skewed anyway. But this is definitely a problem. And to get back to the political part, they say with Trump not conceding, the Biden administration is not available to any of the information on the vaccine. So they can't develop a plan to start to distribute this vaccine. So it's kind of putting everything back a little bit. Now, I know a lot of people feel some kind of way about taking a vaccine. I'm kind of skeptical, too, just because the way it was completed so fast. They're looking at giving the vaccine first to, you know, the most vulnerable populations and possibly healthcare workers. So that's who's going to receive it first. But I think it's going to be available for everyone else, like, in the late spring. So, like, May going into June, early summer. How do you guys feel about the vaccine?
I feel that, like, you know, these folks that are, you know, producing it should test it on themselves, too. And fucking politicians should do it as well. If you want the fucking public to do it, you fucking take it and show us that you ain't scared of it. Do it for the Vine. Remember that shit? Do it for the Vine. Do that shit on IG. Put that shit on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like anybody who's making this shit, don't make me take it and you didn't take it. You know what I mean? That's how I feel about it. But, Bass, what are your thoughts?
So, was reading that they have to collect like 2 months worth of data before they can go into like that emergency authorization. So I think that's where I'm going to be kind of paying attention and kind of looking at the data. I mean, hopefully it's not skewed or they're not only putting out certain information, but I mean, it seems like it's going in the right direction and hopefully we have something, because the methods we're using right now, people just aren't listening and it's just going up and down, up and down, up and down. So, like, yeah, hopefully we can get this done, created, and out in a safe manner as fast as we can.
All right. Absolutely. Cash?
I will not be taking any vaccinations until 2022. I want to see what's going on. I understand that vaccines have a life cycle that they're supposed to, you know, follow through or process for a number of years, and they are skipping steps. But I do understand they're doing that because it's an emergency. So I'm just going to act as if we didn't skip those steps and see how 2021 rides out. But I will never stop social distancing nor wearing my mask in the meantime. So I won't be putting myself out there. But I have no intentions. I don't even take a flu shot, to be honest with you guys. So I don't believe in that. That's another rabbit hole. But I don't believe in unneeded inoculations. Unless it's polio, the measles, chicken pox, or Tdap, I'm not fucking taking anything else. So I'm vaccinated out.
Apparently they had the most recorded cases of the measles in 2019 since the shit's been vaccinated. The world.
Ain't the measles done?
You thought it was, but people don't want to take the fucking vaccine. No, I thought
they got it down to a level where it could be eradicated, like polio.
If you're vaccinated for it, yes.
Who brought the measles back? Which country?
People who stopped taking the vaccine. A lot of them are in America.
I think it's only one. Oh, you know who it is? I can't say it.
It's they.
No, it ain't they. It's them. You know. Booza, you know. You know exactly who the hell I'm talking about.
He's not taking measles vaccine.
There's a bunch of anti-vax people.
Maybe it's religious thing.
I'm getting my flu vaccine tomorrow.
Godspeed. Take care of your family, man.
God bless you.
To put things in perspective, like vaccines, like the requirements, like the flu vaccine. So say for the flu vaccine, they come up with a new one every year, right? Every cycle. And those are only proven to be about 40-60% effective, right? This preliminary results for this corona vaccine is 90% effective. And I guess for like measles, I think that one is like 97% effective. So, you know, everything is still preliminary. There's 10 other companies that are working on a vaccine for the coronavirus. They don't have information on what strains this is going to cover you against, how long the effectiveness is going to be, what are the long-term effects. So I get everybody's concern. I feel the same way. I'm not in first in line for the vaccine, but I'm just saying, you know, it's good that they're coming to some kind of understanding, and maybe this will help bring the numbers down a bit once we start getting vaccinated.
Word.
I also I've heard, and I kind of believe that if enough people are saying like, no, I'm not taking this, and like, there just don't have enough people who are willing to take it, the government is going to start to require that you have proof of having taken the vaccine to do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things is getting on an airplane.
Oh, well, I'll
if you want to fly, yeah, you gotta take the vaccine. You have to be vaccinated.
And I do love vacations.
So but I think still, they're gonna get creative.
No, I would think if you don't want to wear a mask, you have to get the vaccine. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Who's gonna say no? I don't want to wear a mask, and then because those people who don't want to wear a mask don't want to take a vaccine either.
Well, so no, you gotta catch them up. You gotta round them up and stab them up. Plain and simple. Y'all playing too much. You don't believe in science? Here, take this shit. Boom.
Show up in white vans and all that, snatching people up and shit.
Yeah, and I don't want to make it sound like, you know, I don't want to do drawbacks to other parallels in history, but some people don't listen. So you don't want to wear a mask? Here you go. Come take this. Free of charge. Boom.
What's going on in Portland, Base? I think I heard something about Joanne Hardesty, the city commissioner. She got kicked out of a lift, apparently, right? I think I was reading the article and it said something about her. Like at first she was like, it's too cold, or they were like disputing where she got picked up at. And then she didn't want to leave out the lift. And then like, she, you know, like he was like, get out. And she was like, no. And then they both called the cops. And I think she's like pushing to have the police defunded or whatever, or like rebudgeted in Portland too. What do you have the specifics of what's going on with that?
Not all of them, but I know they tried to. I know he tried to. The person tried to drop her at a gas station, like far from her house. I thought that was hilarious.
So this show is just funny. So she called the Lyft at a to get picked up
at
a.
Oh my bad, it was Boozer.
She wanted to get picked up at a some casino, and then the tension started when like the driver couldn't find her, like which entrance she was standing in front of. So like it took him a while. So he had to call her and eventually like find out like she wasn't where she said she was gonna be, and he drove around and eventually got her. And then so she gets in the car all huffing and puffing like, oh, you have me out here waiting, you know, mad long. And he's like trying to show her, look, this is where the pin drop was, saying that that's where you were and you weren't there.
Fucking lie, Rita, lady.
So it got off to a bad start. And then, he had the windows cracked in the front because of that's like Lyft's policy for COVID to like keep air circulation.
Yeah, ventilation, especially with COVID going on, yeah.
So she started complaining that, you know, she was cold, telling him to close the windows. And he's like, no, I can't. Like, it's because of COVID. Like, I have to keep it open. So he, like, closed it a little bit more, but just left a crack. And she still kept complaining. And apparently she just started getting, like, real belligerent to him. And, like, he was like, I'm not going to. It was a long drive. It was, like, I think 45 minutes to get her to her house or whatever. He's like, no, I'm not doing this. So he got off the first exit off the highway. And I was like, I'm going to drop you off here at this very well-lit gas station. And you can get another, call another Lyft. And then she just lost it. She was like, I'm not getting out of the gas station. Like, this is far from, like, I don't know where I am. Like, this is, I'm not getting out. She's like, I'm going to wait right here. And then basically, yeah, they both ended up calling the cops. She called the cops first. And then the cops and the dispatcher was like, ma'am, there's no, like, crime that's been committed.
Like, we're not sending out of the car.
We're not sending the cops.
You're trespassing now. At a certain point, trespassing.
No, they told her like, this is your the driver has every right to like kick you out. Like, it's his car. And that's the thing. Like, she's the commissioner of like something. Like, so she was in charge, I think, of the dispatchers.
Of dispatch.
Yeah.
You can't kill crazy, man. You can't. That's fucking hilarious.
And then the driver called as well, and the dispatcher like put two and two together that the calls were related, like. Mm-hmm. And then they like, did send a cop, but they told him like, if a real emergency happens, like this cop is going to be redirected to go handle the actual emergency.
Get out of the car, lady.
Like, how are you in charge of, like, dispatch and calling the cops, like, improperly calling, like, 911 for something like that?
I mean, we've all had the bad experience where you're waiting, they don't get to your pin drop, and, you know what I mean? Like, it happens. I think she sounds a little entitled. I think that's the problem there.
There you go. There you go, bitch. False sense of entitlement. Bingo. Fucking go. Bingo.
Yeah.
What the fuck was she doing at a casino?
I know, trying to get that money, trying to get her money up.
They got casinos out in Portland? Or is it outside
Oregon,
of Portland?
Oregon somewhere, probably.
Oh, okay.
Interesting stuff, man. We live in a crazy world with a lot of crazy people, man. What's happening in Japan, base? Like, there's like some sort of monster wolf or something like that out there, right?
Yeah. So, in this town in Japan
so bad.
They have been having like a rise in bear attacks in 2020, and like two of them were actually fatal. So they decided to kind of create these like robotic wolves that would help scare off the bears, and since then they've had no bear attacks. So I think that's pretty cool. And
awesome. They're so fucking creative.
You see why I love Japan? Like, I swear to God, I'm going. I have to go there. Cash, I'm so envious of you that you was able to go. If I want to go to Japan, so goddamn bad.
Just see it. I want to see what it looks like. I think it'll be cool.
You know what, the robot or Japan?
Yeah.
Oh. Just Japan.
You can see the robot. You can.
I want to see it. You don't have to go. I want to see it in real life. I think it'll be cool. But yeah, it's supposed to emit like 60 different sounds to scare off the bears. It's probably confusing, I would think. To hear something just make random sounds like that. But seems like it worked. It was creative.
It also seems like overkill. Like, don't they have the bear spray? And like,
look at this thing.
You don't think they use that already, though?
I'm saying we'd use it here. Like, Japan don't have that.
I'm thinking this is a last resort as opposed to a first thing. Because if this is their first attempt, I agree with Booza. This is wildly overkill.
But that's what they do, though. Like, have you ever seen, like, I mean, I know you have, Cash, but if you guys watch anime, it's, like, over the fucking top.
No, for you to see one bear and you're like, you know, I'm making robots. That's
it was a rise, and like I said, two people were kids, so.
Yeah, I get that it's been a problem, but did you try other solutions first?
Well, if one works, then, I mean, you did it right, Cash, the first time. You gotta go back.
Cash, can you cue the Nani drop, please?
Oh, okay, one second. See, this is what I'll tell you guys. It's not. Oh, I think I got it.
Maybe this is the problem with the other guy.
Yeah. I just had two questions about this. All
right. Stuff I can't answer.
Shit is crazy. All right. My first question is, these robotic walls, are there any cameras on these? Is there any footage of the actual bears and how they how they react to seeing these damn walls?
Yeah, I'm looking at this shit. I would freak out if I saw that bear.
I want to see that footage. And my second question is, are there, like, more homes going up into habitats where the bears are, or is there increasing bear population? Like, I don't... Like, what's the correlate? Like, why is there an issue now? With bears. I don't know. That's just my question. I don't know if the article answers.
Global warming.
Yeah. It's funny, a scary fucking looking wolf, too.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Like, they didn't even try. It doesn't look as much robotic as it just looks like a Halloween thing.
Yeah. Like, scarecrow.
But it moves his head and it flashes lights. And it gives off a bunch of sounds and whatnot. So,
yeah.
And the bear knows it's not the bear. Like, animals know what's not real, too. You know? So it's probably like, what the fuck is that?
That shit looks scary, though. Especially during the day, it looks scary. So I can imagine what it looks like at night.
Yeah. A fucking demon. That's what it looks
like. Imagine if you're high or drunk and you just stumble into that forest.
So apparently the bears are going closer to town because they're looking for food because there's been a decrease in acorns and nuts in the wild.
There it is. Okay.
So it's not people encroaching on their territory. It's, you know, food source not being there.
Got it.
And the machinery maker sold about 70 of these things since 2018. Ota Sakai.
Wow.
Making bank. They're making money. Mm-hmm.
Businessman.
Dog, they make such good products, man. I cannot wait to go to Japan. Like, my girl and I, we discovered, like, this Japanese restaurant. Like, you know, it's like mid-tier Japanese restaurant. And they had, like, some of the best fucking IPA that I ever had in my life. It's called, like, Ayuni. And it's called Blue Demon. Like, they have everything I like there. Beer, anime, sushi, fucking robotic wolves.
You got yourself... He's not coming back.
Gundam robots. I'm fucking coming back. Cherry blossoms.
You have any Japanese denim?
Huh?
You have Japanese denim?
Mm-mm. Neighbor,
there you go. Get yourself a pair. Never, you'll never buy Levi's or fucking Express jeans ever again.
I bet you, yeah, the inside is like made of like fucking the shit that they like the UGG fur probably. Like that would be tremendous.
You sweat.
Yeah, I think there is it's just denim, nothing else added to it. But damn. It lasts for years.
Yes, it does. I still have a pair.
Recently?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, this is like the selvage denim is like stiff, but then as you wear it, like forms to you, and then you get the different lines on it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Amazing group of people.
Yes.
What's going on in music? There's black country musicians out there, Bass.
Apparently.
How dare you?
Hootie and the Blowfish.
I like how Cass raises his hand.
Kane Brown. He's a black country musician.
He said Hootie.
But yeah, I watch the CMAs every 4 years, just randomly. And I was watching a video, and Morris was getting her award for female vocalist of the year. Who? And I thought it was Morris. Is her last name?
Oh, okay.
Did you?
I think I'm saying it. I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Maren Morris.
There you go. You said her first name. And I thought it was cool that when she won, that she was like, hold on, I want to like talk about some of these like Black women pioneers who like have pushed the field forward and are still pushing the field forward. And she named a bunch of people, which I thought was really cool. So just kind of letting people know like that minorities have been like really influential in music, and not just one genre, but like multiple genres, and like
all of them.
Kind of, yeah, and pay and kind of like listen up, and these are some cool people that are out, and you should listen to them. So,
which did she name people who are, like you said, they're actually pioneers, or that I thought they were current artists?
She did a mix of both. I forget which one was, because I was looking through some of them, and some of them were like pretty old videos.
Got it.
Yeah. But some of them are young too, though. So
right, that was awesome on her part.
Nice. What's up, Cash?
I would like to take this opportunity to do a segue, and speaking of country artists, for my mystery topic.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, as you guys know, this week there was supposed to be a versus between Jeezy versus Gucci Mane. Gucci Mane allegedly told Jeezy no, so they went to T.I. So, it was supposed to be T.I. versus Jeezy. But then, for whatever reason, now they're going back to the original plan. So, it's now supposed to be Gucci versus Jeezy. So, I wanted to know... Yes. So I want to share this great moment with you guys. I want to know what your thoughts are. How many gunshots will be shot? You know?
I think Gucci Mane is gonna ground and pound Jeezy in the studio. Yeah. Wherever they are, they should not do it in the same room. I'm telling you right fucking. Gucci Mane is volatile, and Jeezy ain't gonna sit there and let you beat him up. But Gucci Mane is bigger. Gucci Mane is mad fucking tall too. Gucci Mane is like 6'4".
Really?
He works out. He's gonna fuck. Yeah, he's tall as shit.
I thought Gucci Mane was like 5'8". Gucci Mane is 6'4".
No, he's 6 something. Yeah, he's pretty tall.
Yeah, Jeezy is 5'8", but Gucci Mane is tall.
Six fucking fights.
6'2".
Yeah.
Oh, that would have been if I actually ran into him. Oh shit, you're taller than I thought. Okay, so yeah, shorter than you think.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Back in the day, like if this was like I don't know, 7 maybe more than that years ago, I would say Jeezy would easily hand this to Gucci Mane. Yeah. But like, if you look at Gucci Mane's trajectory throughout his whole career. Listen,
I don't even think this is close, to be
honest with you. Yeah. I think Jeezy's gonna wash him. I agree. But it's probably because I haven't listened to any recent Gucci Mane stuff like within the last 7 years.
Right.
He's an OG.
I like Jeezy more, but Gucci Mane has hits, you know? And
name 17 Gucci Mane hits.
Oh, come on.
So Icy, Frankie Girl, Bricks.
Oh gosh.
There's a bunch, man. Like I'm like an old school New York
is new to me. The one he had with the Migos where Quavo was on the chorus. I think it was Quavo and Takeoff. That song was hot. So I don't know if Jeezy has a song that recent that good.
I get the bag.
Yeah, I get the bag and fumble it. You get the bag and flip it and tumble it. Hey, straight up the lock.
That's the thing. Gucci has songs you don't even know the name of. He's so fucking productive. He puts out a lot of music.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think just off volume alone, Gucci's gonna win.
But have you heard Seen It All? Jeezy Seen It All? That will crush at least half of Gucci's discography by itself.
Yeah, I've seen it all, yeah.
Go crazy.
Super Freak. All of Thug Motivation 101.
The whole, that album was serious.
I'm here now. You old news. Got a couple Porsche trucks, a couple old schools.
That's right.
Light your ass up. And I don't like rappers. And that ain't this. And this ain't that. And bitch, I'm strapped.
That's right.
Yes.
So when is this happening? When is this going to happen?
Thursday.
Tremendous.
Man, I hope I can see it, man. I would watch
now,
this.
Have they actually reconciled?
No. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fucking fight.
Try to get the man killed, man.
Yeah.
Because I think back in the day, like Jeezy, I think, actually sent goons out there to go fucking kill Gucci, and Gucci shot one of them.
Yeah, I believe the song lyric says, "Dig your man out the dirt. I bet you he won't say nothing." And I was like, "Dear God, that better not be the dirt." That's. No, but I think there was a recent interview where Charlamagne asked him about that. He was like, "Do you have any regrets?" He's like, "Nah, I put him where he needs to be. I don't have no regrets about that."
Self-defense, man. Like, I think he was talking, like, I think he said he wanted to smack DJ Envy or something like that, too.
Yeah. No, he called Angela Lee a bitch. He told Envy he'll slap him. Yeah, Gucci Man is not. Gucci Man just exercises now. He didn't reform shit. He just exercises.
Volatile. Yeah. He's more in shape. I mean, the drugs, like the lack of drugs probably makes him a little more reasonable.
I just wish that anyone listening in Atlanta stays inside on Thursday. Thank you very much. Stay inside Thursday when this is playing and going on.
You should get a number.
So we got our picks. Who's going? So I'm going Gucci Man. Cash, Gucci. You going?
Yeah, I got
Jeezy.
I got Gucci.
I'm going Gucci.
Okay.
I got Jeezy.
Jeezy,
Yeah. Yeah.
Jeezy doesn't have anything current that I particularly like or that I've noticed, but Gucci Man has made himself more available, more present day. But I think Jeezy has a very good catalog.
Yeah. Because Jeezy's more, you know, he's venturing out into different areas of business and stuff right now. I think his music is less on music and more so, you know, doing deals and stuff like that. I think he just signed some sort of deal where he's like an advisor or something like that at Def Jam.
Yeah, he's the senior. He's a senior advisor to the chairman at Def Jam. So shout out to you, Mr. Jeezy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he's making deals on his Jay-Z vibe and all of that. But I think Gucci Mane takes this.
No.
So, two shots. I'll take two shots of tequila and copious amounts of edibles if Gucci loses.
All right, Mr. Booza, per your name, will you be boozing?
Yeah, I got a ginormous, speaking of Japan, bottle of sake on deck. I'll take shots
tremendous.
Of that.
There you go. And Mr. J.E., when Jeezy wins, you will demand they do the following.
Yeah, I'll drink one of those brews that I posted yesterday.
Yeah. Got you zooted. Had you out here acting unusual.
That's right.
I'm out. The chiders on deck.
There you go.
Oh, man. you guys remember Gucci's song 745, where he said, "Do I smell pussy? Nah, that's Jeezy. You ain't a snowman. You more a snowflake cupcake."
Man, yeah. That's really gonna be a battle.
You're gonna fuck him up. I'm telling you, something's not gonna go right. They're gonna have to have like a referee in front of them or something, dog. Because Gucci
final verses.
Yeah. This is the final verses.
This is gonna be the final.
Oh, because somebody gonna get killed and not gonna be left.
Oh god.
We watching a film.
Gucci gonna pull out the musket.
Gucci. He gonna cover the fucking guard. There will be no disrespect tolerated. There will be no disrespect.
Then you get your number.
I mean, I'm really curious because I feel like Jeezy's in such a different place now.
Yeah. He might not care.
Yeah. They both are though. They both are.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, Gucci changed his whole life. Yeah. Well, not, I don't know about his whole life, but he changed his physical appearance.
Yes.
He's a lot more healthier now. Yeah. He's more durable. That's what I'm saying. He's
I know he's going to want to test out that new body.
I ain't gonna lie. I be feeling that way sometimes. Bass, I'm pretty sure, feels the same way.
Like, why am I doing all this?
I wonder. What I'm capable of now.
You like fucking Goku? Like, oh, he did that? Let me see if I can do that. And then you do it better?
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. don't test me.
Yeah. No, like, the other ideations.
Oh, breaking news. We have a surprise review of the Temple Machine. What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Loser.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out.
Welcome back to the High Life Show.
Yeah, I'm going to do a haphazard review of Tempo.
Yeah, let's hear it, man.
Yeah, we got it this week. So it's a massive size, like, tablet. So it's touchscreen and it hooks up to the internet. And it has a bunch of, like, workouts that are on video. So some are recorded and then some are, you can actually sign up for, like, live classes as well, too. It has a, like, camera. So it can see what you're doing, and it comes with weights too. So like plates, tens, fives, 2.5s, and then 1.25s, and it comes with a bench bar and dumbbells. I mean, so far it's just kind of like working out the kinks and things like that, like getting it hooked up to internet, making it consistent, and things like that. I haven't done a workout yet, but I have used the weights for my own workouts, so that's been really cool to have weights again too. So get my home gym in order.
But why haven't you done a workout yet? How long have you had it?
Oh, because you gotta like do like a session where they like evaluate you first, like and how strong you are and what weights you should be using. So I just need more time to do that. I don't want that interrupting my normal workout schedule. So when I have like an extra day, I'll do that. And then I want to use some of the lower body, on like the legs and the ab stuff. I'm gonna get on that. And the stretching too. They got some stretching stuff on there too. So
that's wait, where are for. You doing? Where are you doing your normal workout? Isn't it in the house?
Yeah.
And isn't this thing in the house?
Yeah.
So isn't this your new workout?
No.
Why'd you get it?
Well, it wasn't for me though. It was for my fiance. So she got it for her. So I'm just benefiting because of the
gotcha.
Yeah.
Let me borrow your shit.
Yeah. I'm a
so I had a question for Bass.
Yep.
Is there any music integrated in this Tempo machine? Like, are they like paired with Apple Music, Spotify, or something like that? Pandora?
Or... So each workout has, like, you when you click on a workout, it'll show you the trainer. It'll show you a map of like a rundown of like what workouts you'll be going to be doing. And then it'll tell you like what genre will be played during this workout. So
you can get like a hip hop workout, you can get a rock workout, a pop workout. Okay.
Whatever they've already paired with the actual workout, so you can see it.
Gotcha.
Going back to the tempo thing, what does it look like when it's off?
Oh, just like
the way it's a mirror or an empty screen.
It's just an empty screen. You can see yourself in it, but that's just like it's like a really shiny screen.
Oh, because there's something called mirror, and I think it's like a mirror.
Yeah, no, it's not like that thing. That's an actual mirror.
Oh, okay.
This is not.
Okay.
It's a massive tablet.
And how much does it weigh?
Like how do you mount that shit? Like,
I think Temple is just on a stand. I think it's the thing you just slide back and forth, right?
So it's like a T thing, and it's like the screen is on the front, and then there's a cabinet in the front where you put the weights underneath, like the plates, and then on the back side is where you put the bars that hangs on the back. So your cleanup is pretty easy. I'll test out a workout this week, maybe next week, and let you know how that goes too.
Yeah, Bass, let me know about the stretching exercises that thing gives you, because I need to learn how to fucking stretch, dog.
I can send you some. I can send you some YouTube for that.
Yeah, please do. I need to learn how to fucking stretch. Do we still any other remarks on the tempo?
Always rack your weights.
You gotta do that at home.
She be slamming the weights down and grunting? Is that what happens?
I've never done that before.
That'd be funny. Ah! And just leaves.
I want to get into, like, so we have a new segment that we're going to be adding to the show from here on out called Quote of the Week. And don't always, you know, sometimes it'll be something silly. Sometimes it'll be something profound. I think this week's quote is going to err on the side of a little silly, but, you know, kind of profound as well. So I'll go ahead and get into it and share it. This one is Knowing is Better Than Learning from Khalid Muhammad Khalid, or as he's more commonly known as DJ Khaled.
Yes.
But yeah, that yeah. Cash, you want to get into kind of like the logic behind that one, and I'll tag team with you.
Oh sure. So I like the quote because essentially knowing is better than learning. It's better to know pain than to learn about pain. In other words, So if someone tells you something is hot, you know it's hot, as opposed to you now exposing yourself to that. You get a burn. Now you have a scar. Now you've learned. Mm-hmm. Learning is painful.
Mm-hmm. And then you gotta
but no, when you've learned, it's, no good. It's better than learning. Yes.
Absolutely. So, you know, having innate knowledge. Yeah, so you get it based, right? Innate knowledge that you don't have to go through rounds of practice and training to have. There you go. You smart. You very smart, and being innately smart is better than becoming smart over time. It's,
right.
You know, less time consuming. But yeah, that's our quote for the week. Like I said, sometimes we'll have more profound ones, but that one came up during our planning session, and it's quite humorous. You know. All right. Well,
one quick thing.
What's up, Jay?
Quick thing. This is going to be the episode. They're going to hear us at Thanksgiving. This airs on Thanksgiving. So I don't know if you guys want to do anything special, shout people for Thanksgiving. I shout you guys out. You know what I mean?
Yo, this pumpkin pie over sweet potato. Let's get all fucking lit. You understand? Fuck that. Yo, eat chicken. Fuck turkey. Turkey never come out good. Straight up. Dressing. What is dressing?
Be dry. Is dry.
What is dressing? Who eats sliced cube? Who eats sliced gel cranberry? Yo, people really be nasty and demon like.
Nah, I like my cranberry.
No, get you some Cornish hens with some rosemary and lemon. Get you some mashed potatoes. You better go Boston Market. And cornbread does not have corn in it. Thank you.
Yeah. Don't do no stupid shit like that now.
Dole, the pineapple banana company. Put out a recipe for jerk chicken. And
is it accurate?
No, the short answer. The ingredients that they have on that shit for preparing jerk chicken, the only thing that makes a jerk chicken that is shared with jerk chicken is the chicken. All the seasoning is, well, first of all, there was no seasoning. It was like add pineapple was it pineapple juice or pineapple itself? But they had pineapple on there, raisins, and one what? Other like random shit.
And
sliced bananas. For jerk chicken, man, this is what Dole wanted us to have on there.
Cultural
to make
appropriation.
Yes.
And the racism.
The comment section made damn sure they knew that what they did was fucked up.
So this is like a recipe they put on like the Dole, like
on their website, I guess. Yeah, it's like on their website where, you know, a lot of companies do it. It's like, oh, you want to make
something sacred.
No. Right. So yeah, Dole. I think Bob Dole is part of that family. Y'all are low lives of the week for doing that. That's terrible.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. So fuck you guys. Thank you, Boozer, for that. You guys are terrible. Send shivers up my spine. Why do people put raisins in everything? Raisins aren't that good. Stop it.
They're gross. They're fucking gross. My girlfriend gave me
raisins.
Shit about that.
I mean, Drake at his birthday party had raisins in his macaroni and cheese. Now you put raisins in chicken. Just stop with the raisins. Just stop.
Right. Raisins only relax, go on oatmeal.
Raisins are delicious.
Raisins
it's
are
just,
not
they
delicious.
They have their time and place.
Hey, yes. They're grapes. I agree with Boozer and Bass.
They're grapes.
You put raisins on things that don't need to have raisins. The only thing raisins should be is in chocolate with raisinettes. That's it.
Oatmeal.
That's good.
You eat raisins in your savory dishes?
No. Oatmeal?
I guess oatmeal will be savory.
You put protein in your oatmeal?
Are you calling raisins protein?
Oh, raisins. Are they protein?
There's chicken salad has raisins in it sometimes.
That's wrong.
Oh. What the fuck is wrong with people? Why do you eat raisins and goddamn chicken salad? What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with these motherfuckers?
Sweet and savory?
Yeah. No, not that. Sweet and savory, but not that. That's gross.
I like raisins in my naan. Raisins in my naan and coconut. It's delicious. Don't knock it till you try it.
Cinnamon swirl raisin bagel.
Yes, dang. That is good. That is the premier bagel. That or poppy seed.
Oh, blueberries.
No, blueberry. No, get a muffin.
Blueberry bagel's pretty good.
No. I'll never get that. Blueberry bagels are
gross. So initially, when I brought up Thanksgiving, anybody want to say anything that they're thankful for? I know this is like old tradition people like to do, but you know.
Yeah.
Thank you for not being any one of you haters.
There you go.
Thank you. I'm thankful for the hate.
Feet.
What am I thankful for? I'm thankful to be here, man. I'm thankful for life. You know what I mean? To be serious for a second, just to be alive and well. I mean, it's been a crazy year. All these shootings, the civil unrest within the country and all that stuff. You got COVID. There's a lot of crazy shit going on out here, and I'm just grateful to be alive. That's number one. Thankful to be alive. Food, water, shelter, clothing, all that stuff, money, you know, just being able to be fully functional, have my mental faculties and all that stuff most of the time, unless I'm under a revitalization session, you know. Thankful for that. Thankful for, like, this year was, like, you know, I've really dived a lot deeper into revitalization. So thankful for that as well. Thankful for you crazy motherfuckers, right? Thankful that we finally got this podcast up and running, you know what I mean? I have a lot to be thankful for, you know what I mean? A lot of good things going on in my personal life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for that too. And, you know, I'll finish it with what my man Marshawn Lynch normally says. I'm thankful to be thankful.
There you go. Respect. Yeah. Boozer, what you got?
Thankful for my family and health, and you know, to have been able to make it through so far, all the craziness of 2020, mostly unscathed. I know a lot of people have suffered this year, and some of them close to us. But thankfully, in my immediate family, with the virus and everything, we've been good. I'm thankful to still have a job through all this craziness as well. My wife is still employed too, so thankful for all of that.
Hey, speak on it.
You know, basics, thankful for family, friends, the squad, of course. Still having a job. I think that's it. And just overall, like, mental health and physical health, especially during like tying times. Oh, and also that Trump is out of office. I'm thankful for that.
Ah, that's a good one. You're about to lose your job, Trump.
What about you, J.E.? What are you thankful for?
Just to echo everything everyone else is saying, you know, for friends, family, health, wealth, everything. Thankful to be live. Thankful, you know, that we're able to try something different with the show, you know. This has been a really good experience, a good learning experience. This year has been a good learning experience to see what people in this country and or in the world are made out of. You know, there's been a lot of highs and lows, like our show, like how we indicate on our show.
The highs and the lows.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we're making it through, and, you know, the light's at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. So happy we're able to share all this all together. So not to get too sentimental, we can wrap it up.
Nah, this was a good exercise, man. Thank you for reminding us when this was coming on.
Recommendation.
Good job. Cash. Who's gonna shed a tear? That's what's up.
Cass, did you go?
Yeah, I went. I meant oh, yeah. I meant what
you
I said.
Yeah, I was gonna say you think he goes to
something different. A friend's family, a paycheck, and I think I'm not one of you haters. I'm glad I'm not you. I'm glad I can show an example of success and opulence. Fuck you all. And I appreciate the hate. Keep it coming. Thank you. Thankful that I'm healthy. Thankful I got a paycheck. Appreciate the bros. Appreciate the squad. But most importantly, fuck all you people that don't like us. Straight up and down.
Hey, man. I think that's as good a way as any to end the show out. Happy Thanksgiving to our listeners out there in Portland and in the internet world. Thanks for fucking with us. We fuck with you a long way, too. The high and low lives are here to stay. Onward and upward. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Be great. Be powerful. Be blessed. We are out this motherfucker.
Peace.